Can you tell me about different lawnmowers?
Part two.
Yeah.
Well, for a little, when you have your heavy duty lawnmowers, you have a regular yard lawnmowers. With modern stuff that's coming up now, lawnmowers are going to be going to get extinct quick because they have your strap belts, little things. But you know, most of your lawnmowers consider the same thing. Most of you have big tires and they're made out of heavy duty. Well, the structure of it, your tin or your metal, is more heavy duty for heavier work such as, you know, fields. But your regular lawnmower is just a little tin thing. If you kick it hard enough, you cut your feet off before you tear it up.
Okay, now how about the ones that, do you have a name, the kind that you have to push without?
Oh, yeah, you have to push more.
Okay, and then the other kind would be?
It's sling blade, but it's not considered a lawnmower. You push more.
You kind of put gas?
You ride more, and you power more.
Okay. And what would you use to break up the ground in the garden?
A hoe, a rake, a shovel, a pick.
What do you call a tiller?
Yeah, it's a tiller, yeah. What do you call it?
Describe it to
you. Well, it's little things, like a lawnmower handle. They have a lawnmower motor on it, on the end of it. Well, instead of a steel structure with tires on it, have little things at the end, like a lot of bent forks or bent metal, you know. And as you turn it, it just cuts into the ground as it rolls along.
Okay. And what would you use in the garden, a little tool that you hold in your hand?
Years.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that you use in the garden to maybe transplant flowers or something?
A spoon. No, that's a slang name for it. A spoon, a large thing, like a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would call it, a spoon.
Okay, and what would you call a hand trowel?
A hand trowel?
Yeah, I mean, what, can you describe that?
Well, I think you're talking about that little thing looking like a fork, like claws, which you dig into the ground with. That's what I think you're talking about. I don't know.
Okay. Well, then what would you call a hand fork?
Well, it's the same thing, I think. But the hand trowel is bent, like claws. So the hand fork is, the points are straight. So you can dig into the ground. The hand trowel, you're clawing down, pull it up. That's what I think.
What kind of rake would you use to get up the leaves in the fall?
In the fall, you wouldn't use a steel rake. You use that, I think you call it a yard broom, a broom rake. Keep from tearing your grass up.
Okay, and what do you use the steel rake for?
Getting things out your yard. When you want to replant your grass, just rake it up every damn thing.
Okay, what would you use to cut your hedges?
Hedge clippers or large shears.
Okay. How about if they are driven by electricity?
You call them a snipper nose. That's what we call them. Because they look like the swordfish at the end. You call them a snipper nose. They go across your hedges. I don't know the correct pronunciation of it. But as far as I know, they're snipper nose or hedge clippers. They do the same thing.
Okay. If a pretty good sized tree blew down, what might a man use to cut it up with?
I repeat the question again.
Okay, if a real big tree fell down, what would a man use to cut it up with?
A gas saw, a power saw, a chainsaw.
Okay. Can you name and describe some different cuts of beefsteak?
Sirloin, porterhouse, Salisbury. Oh, wow. Beefsteak?
Yeah, beef, yeah.
Porterhouse, sirloin, Salisbury, New Yorker. T-bone. So,
do you know where these come from on the cow?
As far as I know, all steak comes from the, I don't know if it's what side it is. I think it's both sides of a cow. Whereas the rear end of a cow is the thickest part on your cow. Right from the sides to your rear end. So it should come in that area somewhere.
Okay.